Rural Focus, broadcasting to WA farmers for over 15 years with Frenchy on Radio West.
On Rural Focus this morning, trying to catch up to Mark Saunders from the Condinnen Group. Mark, welcome back to Rural Focus. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Frenchy, how are you?
Going very well, thank you, mate. Well, Mark, you went to a spreader calibration day recently, and there's some good messages on the setting up of your spreader. There's also some very important messages about making sure the calibration's right.
As with any bit of machinery, we should be calibrating when we can. Same with your sprayer, your air seeder, those type of things. So that's basically making sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. In the case of a spreader, that's spreading to a certain width and also the spreading pattern. You obviously want, if it's your air, for example, you want that to be spread as evenly as possible over the width that you're trying to spread it.
Now, some of the trials that were done, you actually saw some from one end of the scale to the other. So you saw some calibrations not right, so it wasn't doing the job. And then on the other hand, there was too much going out.
No, that's right. And look, that's pretty typical, I suppose. So one of the spreaders was doing not quite the spread width that it was targeted towards, and they made a couple of adjustments and got that pretty well right. And the other spreader was actually too wide, so they were aiming to spread to 36, and it was actually doing a better job in spreading to 40. But, you know, as I said, that might end up with a bit of overlapping and you're putting too much out. And if your air is $300 or $400 a tonne and you're spreading 500 or 600 tonnes a year, that's going to add up to some serious dollars.
Mark, what did you find with manufacturers' claims versus what it actually does?
Yeah, so look, one of this is done through an accredited process. So there are CertCare is an accredited operation that will calibrate the spreaders. They've obviously tested and calibrated quite a few spreaders, and they find the percentage of machines that will actually do what the manufacturers claim, for example, to 45 metres in the paddock, is probably quite low. But it's not to say that the machines can't do that. It's just that where they come out of the manufacturer, they're testing in a sort of a ideal conditions, and obviously not in a paddock. And look, the other big variable is the product quality, and that was one of the big messages for the day, I suppose, is the more you know about the product, for example, with urea, the better. And if it's granular urea, that particle size can make a big difference. We end up with you have too many fines. The smaller end of the particle scale, that ends up as mostly dust and won't spread very far, obviously. And likewise, the bigger, heavier particles will go a lot further.
What do you recommend is the best way to calibrate your spreader? Is it go full on or just do little bits at a time to make sure it's getting there right?
Yeah, so look, we're just adjusting one thing at a time. There's one of the take-home messages. There's obviously quite a few variables when it comes to adjusting the spreader. If you change three or four things at a time, you're not going to know which one is making that change. And, you know, the spreader is one of those things, a very small change can make a very big impact as to how the machine works.
Okay.
For example, changing the angle of one of the vanes, only 1 or 2 degrees, can have a pretty big impact on where the product goes out the back.
All right, Mark, so there'll be more information about the spreader calibration in the Farming Ahead magazine?
That's right. It'll be in the July edition of the Farming Ahead magazine.
All right, Mark, now you and the team from the Condinnen Group have got a fairly busy couple of days in front of you. You're heading off to New Zealand or to Auckland today?
That's right, yep, flying out to Auckland, heading over to New Zealand for the New Zealand National Field Days. This is a big field day they have over there. It goes for 4 days. It's probably about the only big one they have, and you know, they get crowds in excess of 100, 120,000 people there.
Wow.
So happy to go and have a look at how the Kiwis do it, given that you know, they're pretty well up to speed with their machinery and their know-how over there. So I'll be very keen to go and have a look. We might even try and fit in a factory tour while we're over there, and I think we've got Gallagher, for example, Gallagher Fencing Products. We might go and have a look at the Gallagher factory. We can fit that in.
Yep, sounds good. All right, well, I look forward to catching up to one of the team for the Condinnen Group when you come back, and we can get a report on how you went at the big machinery field days over there in New Zealand. Mate, we'll leave it there for today. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing another report in the Farming Ahead magazine very soon.
No worries. Sweet as, Frenchy.